This is WLVR. I'm News Director Jen Rehill. Last year, after pro-Trump rioters broke into the U.S. Capitol, I spoke by cell phone with Lehigh Valley Democratic Congresswoman Susan Wild. The first thing I asked her was where she was and if she was safe.
I am safe. I can't disclose where I am now. I am with about 300 to 400 other members of Congress being held at an undisclosed location.
She then went on to describe what it was like fleeing the House chambers.
It was scary. I lost a shoe in the process, which just made me more anxious because I was afraid I would have trouble running if I needed to, minus a shoe. It was an extremely stressful situation, and at the same time, not sure whether we were about to get shot or not.
Now, 1 year later, I sat down with Representative Wild to reflect on her experience during the insurrection and that phone call.
Your account was stunning, hearing the crowds outside the door of the chambers, sheltering on the floor between the seats. You talked about calling your children. You talked about losing a shoe. Looking back a year later, what stands out to you now? And what's it been like processing that experience and the aftermath of that day?
What I'm acutely aware of and have just in the last week become aware of is that I really have not processed what happened that day. And that's come to light for me mostly as I have spent a considerable amount of time over the last week with my colleagues in what we now call the gallery group, those of us who were confined to the gallery as the doors were slammed shut and we were not permitted to leave. And it's just become obvious to me that I haven't really processed the events of that day very well.
As the nation is processing on this 1 year mark, what do you think about where we are?
It's, you know, it's concerning to see the country where it is right now. We elected officials are supposed to be leaders, and I think it's really important for us to fulfill that role. And I'm dismayed that Congress as a whole has, I think, not fulfilled its responsibility to the country to be collectively to be leaders in curing our divide.
I think the one of the big questions many people are asking today has to do with the future of democracy. Has our democracy withstood the events of 2020 and January 6th?
Well, that is still a work in progress. You know, it's something that those of us in Congress, at least in the Democratic caucus, struggle with every single day. We are working very, very hard to make sure that our democracy is preserved. I think it's really important for people to think about and realize that democracy as a concept is not a perfect concept by definition, but where we break down is when we flout law and order, when we flout the commonly accepted mechanisms for how we elect presidents, and where we don't abide by our Constitution. And the Constitution was under direct attack on January 6th. There have been elections for all of us where we haven't liked the outcome, but we move on and perhaps work harder to elect somebody different the next time around. But that's the way you do it in a democratic system.
The Lehigh Valley, as we well know, is a real bellwether area in this battleground state that we live in. You know, he hears so much about division across the country. I'm wondering if you're seeing that here.
What I hear more than anything from people is this dislike of how divided we are and how sick of the tension, that it feels stressful, the fact that neighbors who always coexisted at battle because of politics. And that's what I'm hearing mostly from people, is just this need, a very, very strong need to get rid of that, to go back to peaceful coexistence.
Any ideas on how to do that?
I hope that people in our community will think of 2022 as a rebuilding time, a time not to tear someone else down, but rather think about what you personally can do to make this a happier place to live and how we can all coexist peacefully.
Lehigh Valley Congresswoman Susan Wild speaking about her experience during the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol last year. I'm Jen Rehill, and this is WLVR.